Lamentation chapter 2. I want to begin reading it, verse 5. And the Bible says, "And the Lord was as an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all her palaces. He hath destroyed his strongholds and hath..." Now, did you notice he said his strongholds? Amen. "And hath increased in the daughter of Judah mourning and lamentation. And he hath violently taken away his tabernacle as if it were of a garden. He hath destroyed his places of the assembly. The Lord hath caused his solemn feast and Sabbaths to be forgotten in Zion, and hath despised in the indignation of his anger the king and the priest. The Lord hath cast off his altars. He hath abhorred his sanctuary. He hath given up into the hand of the enemy the walls of her palaces. They have made a noise in the house of the Lord as in the day of a solemn feast. The Lord hath purposed to destroy the wall of the daughter of Zion. He hath stretched out a line, and he hath withdrawn his hand from destroying. Therefore he made the rampart and the wall of lament to lament, and they languished together. Her gates are sunk into the ground. He hath destroyed and broken her bars. Her king and her princes are among the Gentiles. The law is no more. Her prophets also," now listen to this, "find no vision from the Lord. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit upon the ground and keep silence. They have cast up dust upon their heads. They have girded themselves with sackcloth. The virgins of Jerusalem hang down their heads to the ground." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought: from sorrow to rejoicing. From sorrow to rejoicing. As we see this here in the Word of God, and we begin to realize what's taking place here in this place, when God Almighty begins to move on His people, and He begins to see the wickedness of the land, how God begins to act in His wrath. And God is a mighty God of wrath. Amen. God hates sin. Amen. He hates sin. He hates sin. He still hates sin. Amen. In every aspect, He hates sin. And He begins to deal in a magnificent way here. As I begin to read this, I begin to think, I don't know about none of you, but we kind of sponsor the Jews a little bit. Rabbi Eckstein, if you've ever heard of him, has got the Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Amen. And we've been sponsoring him for a while, and we send money for the Wings of Eagles project. Amen. And Brother Eckstein, what they do, they go to these places where there's anti-Semitism, like Russia and other places, and these Jews, something has moved upon these Jews, and they've got a burning desire to be out of there and back in the promised land. All of a sudden, something's stirring down in the steps of their soul, and they're trying their best to get out of that place as fast as they can, quick fast, in a hurry, trying to get out of there and get back over to God's country. Glory be to God, because they heard that they bred in Bethlehem. Glory. And they begin to move, and something begins to stir in their heart, and praise God, they begin a desire for that homeland. They something stirred. You know what that stirring is? That's good God of glory. Amen. He's preparing the people. He's getting them ready, praise God, for a great homecoming. Amen. But these people are starting. Brother Eckstein, he said there's a day that they celebrate here in just a little while. It's called Tisha B'Av. In the Hebrew, it means a day of a mourning, a day of fasting. When they go back and they remember when they turned their back on God, and God had begun to deal with them, they begin to lament the things, and they begin to remember those days gone by. Oh boy, I tell you, if we could remember the days gone by, remember those times when we was disobedient to God, and we broke the heart of God, and we begin to fall on our face and fast and mourn, praise God, for those things. Amen. They begin to remember the day that they celebrate. That for it represents, it's in remembrance of the day the first temple and the second temple were destroyed. Amen. They in their history, their tradition, they say these things happened on this certain day. Amen. Not only was it a day that they remembered the first and separate temples destroyed, but it was a day that the idols were brought in and erected into the temple when the Roman invasion in the Spanish Inquisition, amen, of 1492. They said it was that same day, amen, that these things took place. The same day in a month, same day on a Jewish calendar, these things take place. Amen. Kind of helps to remember it, don't it? God's kind of good that way. He's kind of good at putting things in order so that we can remember. So that we'll remember not to forget how good God is. Remember not to forget what He's done for us. Not only that, but it's also a day, a decree that was made to the Jews. They said it was the same day a decree was made to the Jewish fathers that they had not go into the promised land. Amen. Said they could see it from afar, but they'd not go in. Amen. Said it was the same day that they celebrate, that they fast, fasting and mourning. Amen. Not only to that, but the tradition tells us that was a day when Jerusalem was plowed up by the Babylonian invader, an invader of Nebuchadnezzar, when he plowed up that city, amen, and he brought it low to the ground. Same day. Same day that they remember these things. That same day is celebrated. That same day is coming up just a little while. That same day when they remember all those things that's taken place, all those things that God's had to do in order to get their attention, they keep remembering that they celebrate a day with fasting and praying and mourning about those things, the times that they forgot to remember God. I wonder what happened to America if we would go back and remember that we forgot to remember God. Amen. Boy, we need to remember God. Remember, knew who He is and what He wants to do for us. Amen. And the Bible tells us that God had to deal with them so many times because they'd forget to remember Him. God help us, youngers, to never forget to remember God. Amen. We talk about that power that He has this morning, that He has to give us on purpose. Don't forget what He's got for us. But we see this, and Rabbi Eckstein was talking about how they would go into the synagogues, and the synagogue would be dimly lit. They'd just have a little light in that place. Amen? Because the dimness that was in the people, and the people would sit on the floor. And if they couldn't sit on the floor for some reason, they had little old stools they'd sit on. Amen? And they would fast and they would mourn during this time, remembering what God had to do to bring them back, to get their attention. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about it. And they would remember on this day and also day that they remember the Holocaust. You know what took place to Jews? The one that the crazy thing in Iran, these others say never happened. Don't tell that to the millions of Jews, praise God, that they run into the furnaces and dug holes and buried in ditches. Don't tell it to their families. Amen. Anti-Semitism everywhere. People hating the Jew. Amen. Say, well, they killed Jesus. No, they didn't. You know who killed Jesus? Old sinners, me and you. Amen. They was a sect of the Pharisees that had caused Jesus to be put to death. But praise God, they couldn't kill Him either. Jesus died for the sins of the world, praise God. He died the just for the unjust that we might go free. Amen. Amen. Don't blame it on the Jew. Praise God, because it was me and you just as much as the Jew. Amen. Well, who did He die for? He died for old sinners. Amen. He died for me and you. But this is a day that they do. This is one of the saddest days in the Jewish calendar. A sad day. Amen. A sad day when they call back to remembrance all the times that they've forgot to remember God. All the times that they've looked away and looked desiringly and longingly at the other things of the world. Looking for that greener pasture on the other side. Amen. I told them in our Bible school lesson the other day they was talking about that. I heard an old preacher talk about that the other day. He said, yeah, I said, you get to looking for those greener pastures over on the other side. And a lot of times we ain't careful. The old devil, he'll let us peek over the fence and he'll see a green place, praise God, that looks better than where we're at. And if we ain't careful, we'll climb up on the fence. Praise God, we'll jump over and run for that greener pasture. Amen. But you know what that old preacher said? He said, you know why that spot you're looking at is greener over there? He calls these, it's growing over a cesspool. Amen.
Yeah.
When we get to looking, that's the way the devil does. Praise God, he'll show you greener pasture. But praise be to God, when you get over there, it's growing over a cesspool. It won't help you. It'll do nothing but hurt you. It'll do nothing but destroy and tear down and decay.
Amen.
But God. Amen. God says, be content where you're at. Amen. Trusting in the Lord, praise God, knowing He's able to do all things. So we see this day that's coming for the Jew is the saddest day of the Jewish calendar. The saddest day of the year. But it's also transformed into a day of rejoicing. Because even though all these things took place during this day, this holiday, this Jewish holiday, when they fast and mourn the things that they remember, it's also a time of a joy and celebration. Because as the Jewish tradition says that day will also be the day that the Messiah will appear. Amen. It's on this day, it's certain day, and all these things. And say, hey, I want to say ain't nothing in the Word of God, praise God, took place by coincidence. You say, preacher, you trying to set days and time? No, I ain't. But I'm just saying, praise God, when God begin, when we begin to see this thing fall together, when we begin to see it come into play, praise God, we begin to see all these things around us taking place, the Bible being fulfilled. Praise God, I want to say, look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. Amen. So this day of mourning, this day of fasting, it's transformed into a day of joy and celebration because it's a day that they look for the Messiah to appear. Amen. We see this day coming up here in just a little while. Amen. We see this day, praise God, that's fastly approaching. That day in our calendar will be August the 4th. At sundown. That's when they celebrate this day. That's when they celebrate the day, praise God, when they fast and they mourn over the things that they remember that they forgot to remember. Amen. When they mourn and they weep over the times that they've strayed from the Lord and they've been disobedient to God. When they chased after those other things that don't amount to a hill of beans. The times that they've rejected the truth. Amen. That day is August the 4th at sundown. And it goes from August the 4th to August the 5th at sundown. But the Bible teaches us there's some things that's going to take place. Amen. In that Jewish life. Jesus, in talking to the Jew in Matthew chapter 24. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 27. He says that the day of the Lord, he said, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. He said he's coming quick, fast, in a hurry, praise God, like lightning. 186,000 miles per second, faster than you can say scat. Praise God, God, the Lord God of glory is going to split the eastern sky and he's coming again, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm not talking about coming in the clouds. I'm talking about coming to earth. Praise God. Amen. Book of Matthew's written to the Jew. Amen. He's telling them when to look for Jesus to come back to the Jew. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he says, as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Amen. He's coming back to put down all the resistance. Amen. Those eagles, he's talking about, they're talking about these vultures, these carrion that's on the world, praise God, to clean up the mess that's left behind. When all those disobedient to God, when he's poured out his wrath, they're coming to clean up the mess. History tells us, science tells us right now that over there the vultures are laying eggs You say, well, preacher, they've always been doing that. Well, they usually lay one or maybe two. But for some reason, they said that the vultures over the last several years have been laying up to three and sometimes even four eggs. And they're hatching those eggs out and the chicks are living. Imagine that. Wonder why? Cleanup crew. Amen. God's getting him together, praise God, a cleanup crew. Amen. God don't leave no messes. He ain't going to even count on man to clean it up, praise God. He's going to have something to say that there that can clean it up right. Clean it up and dispose of it. He said, immediately after tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from the heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Amen. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Amen. Sounds like he's coming to do business. Amen. So we see here that even though this day is a day of mourning, a day that they're going to celebrate is a day of fasting, a day of remembering. It's also a day of promise to a Jew. Amen. Look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 31. He said, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and I like his part, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. Amen. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Amen. So the Lord's coming, praise God. He's coming quick. He's coming 186,000 miles per second at the speed of lightning. Amen. Before you can say scat, He's going to be here. The Antichrist, the demons of hell, the unsaved are not going to have time to even consider His coming. And He's going to be here. Amen? He's going to be here. He's going to be in this place. He's going to be doing business. He's going to be putting down all resistance. He said, well, preacher, if I'm left behind, I won't resist Him. Yes, you will. Amen? You'll stand right up there with the rest of them who deny and reject God, and you'll stand in your place till the sword of His mouth, praise God, destroys you. Amen? You will. But praise be to God, I'm glad we're not going to be there. Amen? I'm glad that we're going to, praise God, be with the Lord. When He comes, praise God, He's going to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. But He tells us back in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 42, He's speaking to them. Now remember, He's still speaking to Jew, but He's speaking to me and you. Matthew 24 and 42, He said, watch therefore. Amen. He said, we need to be looking, and He said, you need to be vigilant. Amen. The Bible says when we see these, Luke says when we see these things begin to take place, when you see wars and pestilence and all these storms and tornadoes and all these things in diverse or different places. Amen. Wars and rumors of wars. He said, you better look up and lift up your head. You need to be paying attention because Jesus is coming. Amen. He said, you better be prepared. You better be looking and awaiting. Praise God. You better be expecting. Amen. That's what hope is. Praise God. That's faith with expectation, looking for Jesus to come and take us out of here. Amen. I'm looking for Him come. How about you? Amen. Praise God. Hey, I expect Him any day. I decided I'm going to stay excited about the Lord. But then I'm going to get to looking up, praise God. I'm going to get to trying to meditate on Him more. I know we got a lot of things we got to do and a lot of things on our plate, but praise be to God, we need to be thinking about heaven. Amen. It's the most important part. If we miss heaven, praise God, we miss it all. Amen. All this other stuff is trivial. Amen. The Bible says all this other junk will be burned up. Wood, hay, and stubble. Amen. One of these days, Peter tells us that the Lord said that He's preserved this earth, but praise God, everything here one day is going to melt, Brother X, with a fervent heat. He's going to purify it 7 times, praise God. He's going to do away, praise God, with this old filthy mess here, away with the curse, praise God, and purify a planet unto Himself the way it was supposed to be. Amen. And He's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. He said, we better be ready. He told the Jews, He said, you better be ready. He said, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Now, I don't know who you're serving today, but I'm serving Jesus. Amen? Who are you serving, Jesse? Amen? Praise God. Who are we looking for? Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Where's He? What's He going to do? He's coming back. Amen? He's coming back. Praise God. He's coming. Who's He coming back for? He's coming back for me and you. Those that's born again, praise God. Those that's been washed in the blood. Those that's accepted, praise. Those that's expecting Him, praise God. He's coming for us. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's coming and we're going. Bless His holy name. What a Savior. I'll tell you what. If that don't excite you, your cider's broke. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, it's broke. It needs fixing. You say, well, preacher, how do I fix that? Get it to the altar. Say, Lord, my cider's broke. Amen. Tune me up, Lord. Help me be excited about what's taking place. Amen. But we see this. He said, what's going to happen? He said, it's going to happen quick. When the Lord comes back, praise God, it's going to happen quick. So He's going to gather up all His elect. Amen. Who's that? That's Israel. Praise God, He's going to gather up all Israel, praise God, from the four corners of the earth. Amen. All those elect of God, praise God, from the four corners of the heavens. He's going to gather it up, praise God, at what a time it's going to be. Amen. Look over. Let me just show you something. It's going to take place. The Jews is looking for it. We're looking for it. Look over in Psalms chapter 12. Is God going to fix this thing up? Sure He is. He's got a plan. He's got a purpose. In Psalm chapter 12, verse 5, He said, for the oppressed of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him, now listen to this, in safety from him that puffeth at him. Amen. I like that. When I read that, every time I read about that, I think about old Russia and China up there and old Iran that's sitting there puffing at Israel. That little nation, praise God. I mean, I'm talking about a little old bitty a group of people. Amen. According to this whole universe, Brother Ralph, it ain't that big. But Russia and China and all these Iran and Iraq and Egypt and all these others and Syria all sitting there puffing at them like a dragon. They won't destroy that little old body of people. Why? Because they represent godliness. They represent the God of glory. They represent Jehovah God. Amen. And they're sitting there puffing at them, breathing fire down upon them. But listen to what it says. The words of verse 6, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Now 7 is the number of completion. Amen. 7 is the number of perfection. Amen. He said, what He's going to do, praise God. He said, when it's all said and done, God's going to purify and He's going to make them 100% pure. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, and thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Amen. He said, that's what's going to happen. Even to the Jew one day, God's going to preserve them. And while peoples are puffing at them and breathing upon them, wanting to destroy them, praise God, God is going to protect them. I love the Bible where it talks about that God's going to deliver them out of tribulation on the wings of an eagle, a great eagle. Amen. I hope to God that's the United States of America. We're the only country that's represented by an eagle. Amen. Boy, I hope to goodness we can get rid of Barack Obama. Amen. We can get somebody in there that loves the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, somebody that's a pastor. You say, well, preacher, you aren't talking about a prayer. We don't know what he is. He's a Muslim.
Amen.
Amen. If you ain't figured it out yet, why is he leaving the borders open so they can get in here to destroy us? Amen. Only reason you'd leave them open. There ain't no other nation in the world that has open borders. Amen. He's had 6.5 years to close them. We've been begging Him to close them. But He's letting the Muslim Brotherhood come in here truckloads at a time. Amen. And while we're so stupid, naive, while we're focusing on the poor little old Mexicans that's just trying to get out from the warring and the fighting and the drugs, and they're trying to bring their drugs in here, we're focused on them, and these Muslims is pouring in by the boatloads. Amen. Amen. I'm just telling the truth. I ain't a bad mouth in the president. We need to pray for him. Amen. Number one, he gets saved. He needs the Holy Ghost. God stirring his heart. Save him from the devil's hell. He gets saved, get right with God, praise God. He'd change around in the next year and a half, praise God. He could do things, praise God, from the White House to my house to make it better for me and you too. Amen. I'm not preaching politics. I'm just telling the truth. You can have, Bible said we're supposed to be fruit inspectors. His fruit stinks. It's a rotten. Amen. Amen. He said, preacher, I don't like that. I'm a full-fledged Democrat. Bless your heart. Amen. Amen. You may be, but praise God. If you vote a full Democrat ticket and you believe in abortion and you believe in homosexuality, sodomy, praise God, you need to get right with God.
Amen.
Amen. I just tell you, that's right. And if you're a libertarian or you're a Republican and you believe in those things, you need to get right with God.
Amen.
You're lost. Oh no, preacher, I'm just liberal, a liberal thinker. Yeah, you're too liberal, praise God, for God's thinking. Amen. You're thinking way out left field that God ain't nowhere near it. See, that's what happened to the nation of Israel. They got to thinking that these things are okay too. Amen. They went to whoring after these other nations, these other gods, praise God. And God got to a point. The Bible said here in Lamentations, He drew a line. He said, I've had enough. Amen. I want to say, God's about had enough. I believe He's about had enough of America. I believe He's had enough of our foolishness. But praise God, I thank God that they still little old places like this stuck up in the woods. Amen, it's not controlled by the government. Amen, not controlled by the president. Not controlled by Congress and the Senate. But controlled by a holy God. Amen. They're still able to worship and praise God in spirit and truth. Praise God, knowing what the truth is. And praise God, living for the truth. Praise the Lord. And it has set us free from the bondage of this world.
Amen.
Amen. You say, preacher, they don't like that. They'll get rid of that. They'll put you in jail. Whoopee! Three squires and a cop, praise God. Amen. Start us a jailhouse ministry from the inside. Well, you won't say that when they come get you. I will. Amen. We just sung a song while ago, there's no place to back up.
Amen.
We better decide today whose side we're on. Amen. We're living day in a time, praise God. Well, we've done compromise too much.
Amen.
We've done compromise God out of the school and God out of the government. Hey, if we ain't careful, we'll compromise God out of our house.
Amen.
Amen. But praise be to God, God spoke to these little people. He said, yeah, they still a change. Amen. He said, in His way, in a little while, praise God, God's going to move upon this little body of believers. And God's going to reach down to say, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, praise God, there went as a lightning from heaven, praise the Lord, He's coming. Now think about this. The Jews they're excited, they're apprehensive about August the 4th. Amen. But they're excited about August the 4th. They're fasting and they're mourning because they forgot to remember God. But they're excited. Now listen to this, and I'm done. They're excited about the possibility that this might be the year that Messiah come. Amen. That this, hey, August the 4th, Rabbi Eckstein, I'm a good man. He said that they're looking that maybe this year, August the 4th, after sundown. Between sundown there and sundown on August the 5th, that Messiah will show up. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Amen. I want to say it's at least 7 years till Messiah shows up. Amen. Because they're looking for Him to come here. And before that happens, we've got to go there. Amen. So on August the 4th, while they mourn and they fast and they're excited and they rejoice and they're apprehensive and they got all these emotions running, wouldn't it be good for me and you if God says, Come up hither. Amen. All God's children, go out of here. Amen. Brother John, you and your little pickup truck, and you're running down the road at about 65 miles an hour, singing, "Oh, how I love Jesus." Amen. Glory be to God. And all of a sudden, the Lord says, "John." That little pickup just careens on down the road. John ain't going to be worried about that little old pickup. His insurance company have to worry about that one. And they're gonna try to explain it.
Yeah.
Amen. But Chris, you might be over there on them big old paper things, you know, running paper. And you're sitting there watching that thing fine-tuned, tweaking it out, and that thing's rolling that stuff through there. Boy, it's a putting her out. And all of a sudden, there's a shout and a trumpet. Oh, Chris is gone. That machine won't be fine-tuned if it's left up to Chris. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Hey, glory. And I mean, they're looking for Jesus to come. Amen. Come on August 4th. They said they're expecting maybe He'll come this year. Maybe He'll come this year. Maybe He'll come for me and you. And we'll let go of this old world. But you know what? Brother Rex, He's not going to have to pluck it out of my hands. Because I ain't hanging on to it too tight. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just here, praise God, as a presence for the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm looking for that glory. I've got my eyes fixed on a prize. I'm looking to the author and finisher of my faith. Praise the Lord. Hey, I've just about finished my course. I finished my race. And I'm ready to for Him to say, "Come on home, youngins." Praise God. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, praise God. Can you imagine? The Bible said that those that's dead in Christ, God will bring with Him.
Yes, sir. We're coming back with you.
No, mama and daddy, that's already over there.
Yes, sir.
All those old saints, that's already over there. Amen. They've left this old body, but praise God, that's part of them that makes them move and live and have their being over there with Jesus.
Amen.
I said be absent from body, be present with the Lord. Amen. Bible said when we die, the body goes back to us, which comes, but the spirit goes to God to give it. Amen. He says, time for you to come home. Amen. At those that's been born again. Now the other ones go down into the depths of hell. Amen. You say, preacher, you mean they don't just lay in the grave and lay there and sleep till? No. That spirit that's lost, praise God, that man that's lost, that child that's lost, that boy, that man, woman, boy, and girl, praise God, they go to hell. Lost without God. Amen. And they stay there till the great white throne judgment. Amen. Amen. But praise God, those that's been born again, those that's died in Christ, praise God, we're there with Him. They're there with Him. And when the Lord, that trumpet and the shout, praise God, He said, come here. He said, those that are dead in Christ rise first. Because they got to get out of the ground. Amen. God gives them a little bit of a head start.
Yeah, amen.
But then those that are alive and remain. But I wonder how much of the church today is alive. Huh? I wonder how many of us are alive. You say, well, preacher, we're breathing. Yeah, but are you born again? Amen. It could be a whole lot of people sitting around and they're alive physically, but they're dead spiritually. Amen. He said you must be born again. You got to have that new life. Amen. You've got to be regenerated from the inside out. Amen. And He said those that are alive and remain will be harpazo, snatched out of here. Amen. That's what that means. It means caught up, harpazo, snatched out. Taken by force. Amen. You won't say, hey, wait a minute, I gotta finish this. I gotta finish adjusting this machine. Amen. You'll be waving that thing bye-bye as you're going out through the sky. Amen. To be with the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. But praise God, can you imagine that glorious day when we're in glory with Him? Amen. And then we begin, and the Bible says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. The Jew, I got to reading that the other day, from a little newsletter from Brother Rabbi Eckstein, and I got to reading that, and he's a great man. I mean, he literally loves God. Amen. And and he's really a pusher of the Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and the coming along and help and support. And you know, and God says that those that bless Israel, God will bless, and those that curse Israel, God will curse. Amen. I won't be found doing my part. Amen. Encouraging Israel, practicing Israel, pray. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem every day. God, give that little nation peace. These crazy things, our government today, we got Hamas launching down hundreds of missiles every day into Israel. Now they're not even looking. They don't care who they kill. Amen. And our government said, you know, Israel shouldn't be shooting back. What kind of idiot thinking is that? If somebody, Brother Chris, is shooting at your family, you have every right to shoot back. Amen. But Israel calmly picks their targets so they don't hurt civilians intentionally. They try to go after the bad guys. And they've got an iron dome. Amen. I like it. I think it's just the hand of God myself. Amen. Them missiles come up and they're like firecrackers. They get up in the sky and just pop, pew, blow up. Amen. That's what happens. Most of them never make it to Israel. Where'd that come from? Maybe it's God and He's sovereign. He's planned, praise God. He says, you know what? I believe I'll just put a little dome over this thing. That's how He protected earth in the beginning. Amen. It's like a greenhouse effect. Had everything contained. Everything worked within there. Amen. So He put this little dome over Israel. And He said, here, I'll just give you a dome of protection. Amen. He's done that all through the history. If these people could remember, not to forget God, they'd remember what He did. In the Seven-Day War, they was over. Before that ever happened, he was a scientist come up with pantyhose. Amen. Come up with a style of pantyhose. And he went over into Palestine, and he began to meet with those generals and things, and he began to say, you know what? He's pushing his project, you know, and he's trying to get backing for his product and begin to make his product. But while he was here, he began to talk to some of these high up ranking generals and things. But get in amongst them. I wonder who done that. I mean, he was sitting in meetings for high rank military men that were against Israel. And they began to talk about their soldiers, how they were out there in these deserts and you know, surrounding Israel, and they were malcontent. I mean, they were upset. They were out there in the blazing, burning heat and the burning sand. Amen. No comfort. And he said, well, you know, I just happen to think, you know, if you could take and where these military bases is, plant some of them eucalyptus trees, and you know, they grow fast and they put off real good shade. He said, boy, that would, in just a little while, they'd have play, it'd be comfortable. So over the next few years, the military went in there, and they took his thought, and they began to implement it. And they put these trees in these certain strategic places. And then they went to war against Israel. And this little pantyhose, this peddler, they said, hey, you know, this thing's looking bad for Israel. He called him up and he said, you know, he said, what you need to do, he said, all you got to do is look for the eucalyptus trees. Those eucalyptus trees, that's where they're at. So Israel just sat back at a distance and wiped out the eucalyptus trees. Who could set something like that up? Who could plan ahead that far? The same God that created the universe. The same God that's got this thing in order. The same God that's going to finish it just like He said He would. Amen? I don't know about you tonight, but I don't doubt it a bit. Amen? But boy, it excited my heart when Brother X said, he said, you know what? Said, we're looking. Maybe this is the year that Messiah show up. And I said, whoa, praise the Lord. Maybe so. Because when He shows up, praise God, He's showing up to get me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory be God. Then 7 years later, He'll come back for them. Amen. But praise God, I'm looking for my Savior. Amen. He's done bought me. He's paid for me. And praise God, one day He said He's going to redeem me. He's going to come get me. Amen. That He's already paid for. He's going to call me unto Himself. And we're going to go out of here to be with Him. God's setting this thing up. He's planning it. He's given Israel so much wisdom. I mean, it's unreal. When you go over there, you go to Israel, it's just unreal how those people are. It's uncanny how smart they are with what little reserves they have. the way they implement and use them. Well, John O'Vara, when you're 17 years old, you go in the military, whether you're a boy or a girl. They train you. They issue an American-made glory to God, M16. Amen. Praise God. An American-made M16. Praise God. Put it in their hands. Thank God. Amen. I'm glad I can say America's part of that. So that Israel can defend themselves. You say, well, preacher, you know, God says we ain't supposed to do that. Why, Jesus asked me, he said, do you have a weapon? He said, yeah, we got a sword. He said, that's enough. He said, come in time, you got to stand up, praise God, for what you believe.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we put them in there. We went over there. I'm trying to quit. We went over there, and we went over there to Israel, and Brother Assad, He was a Palestinian. He was a Palestinian, but he was an Arab Palestinian, but he was a Christian Palestinian. And he went over, and we went to Jerusalem, and we got on the bus, and we were going over to Bethlehem to see the church and the nativity and all those things there, and to go shopping and do some things. And he had some people there to meet us, and the cars was already lined up for us to load. I didn't know then at the time, but it was a bunch of Muslims going to haul us around. But Brother Assad went over there to the guards, and it was a time when there was a lot of tension between Bethlehem and Jerusalem, and the guards was there, and they said, no, wait a minute, you can't go in here. It was right after they had a 30-day siege of the Church of the Nativity. Hadn't been like 3 or 4 weeks before that. He said, we don't think it's safe. He said, yes, I've got people that's planned. I know who they are. They'll take care of them. And they was speaking in Hebrew, and he was arguing with them, and they had guns, our guns. Amen. And Brother Assad, he said, hey, listen, now wait a minute. These are Americans. I could understand that word. He said, these are Americans. And I said, oh, no. The bus had done went back to Jerusalem. Amen. Brother Assad, he just kept arguing. And he said, these are Americans. Amen. He said, these people furnish you. And he reached over and got and patted the guy's gun. He said, they furnish you these guns. I'm like, oh, Lord, he's going to get us killed. Just sure as the world. We're going to die right here. But you know what they did? They looked at him, and they looked at us, and they looked at them guns, and they stepped out of the way, and they went, come on through. Amen. They can come on through. Boy, we marched through there. Praise God. We went into that town, and we went to see all these magnificent places where Jesus had been, the place where they said Jesus was born. Little old cave in the basement of that place, Church of the Nativity. Of course, they build big old cathedrals and things over everywhere that Jesus touched, or they think He touched. And we got to go and see that magnificent place where they said Jesus was born, where Mary birthed Him and laid Him in a manger. Amen. In that little place called Bethlehem so many years ago. But boy, I tell you what a blessing to think about that little old place called Israel. Amen. One of these days, Bible says that holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven.
Amen.
Amen. You know what that means? That means it's unique from heaven. It's not the same as heaven. It's coming down from God out of heaven. Praise be to God. And He says somewhere or another, He said, there's a place prepared for prepared people. Amen. I don't know about you, but I get to wonder and I get excited. Praise be God. Can you imagine what it'll be? Can you imagine? I can't even imagine. But praise be to God, I'm looking for it. I'm desiring it. Amen. I'm anxiously awaiting that day. It may not be long. We may not have long to wait. Amen. Before morning, there could be a trump and a shout, and we could be on the other side of glory with the Lord. Amen. To be with Him forever, what a day that'll be. Bless His holy name. But boy, I tell you, ain't you glad you're saved tonight? Yes, sir.